Jerry Gould, UDS, with this week's tip. Today, I want to play some baseball. I want to share with you what goes through my mind when I'm trying to close someone on one of the options on my option disclosure. The very first thing I do after I give a presentation, well, first of all, let me explain to you what I'm thinking. You have three strikes. You have three no's, and it's all over. If you get to that third no, the likelihood of you selling them something is going to be unlikely. So you want to make sure you get them on base. That's the theory here. So let's play some baseball. So I've got three strikes. I got to get them on base within those three strikes. So the very first pitch I'm going to throw them is, do you have any questions about the options I just shared with you before I asked you to choose one? Customer says no. That's strike one. The second strike is, so you have no questions, which option would you select? And oftentimes they may say to me, you know what, I'll just take my chances. That's strike two. You got to get them on base. If you get another no, the likelihood of you selling anything is gone with the wind. So here's the deal. Give them a choice. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, I understand you choose not to select any of the options. I'll tell you what I found. Most customers who tell me they don't want to select an option, they tell me it's because of their grouping or the way they're priced. Do you mind if I ask you what your concern was? And the customer looks at you and says, you know what? It's price. I just don't want to expend the extra money. You just created a dialogue. You've got them on first base. Now you got to drive them home. You got to get them on second first. So how do you get them on second? You give them a choice. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, if price weren't an issue with you, which two options would you select? And they're going to give you two options most of the time. And let's say, for the sake of this video, that they say diamond finish, our fabric and paint treatment, and gap. You've got them on second base. The dialogue is continuing. Now you get to get them on third or drive them home. So continue with the choices. Simply turn your menu over, figure out what the payment's going to be with the gap, figure out what the payment's going to be with the diamond finish, and what it's going to be with both. And then give them that choice. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, this would be your payment with gap, this would be your payment with diamond finish, and this would be your payment with both. Which option would you select? And let's say they take diamond finish. They're on third base. All you got to do is drive them home. You can hit a home run. And here's how you do it. You know, a great complement to the diamond finish is the painless dent removal. I mean, let's face it. If you want to protect the interior and exterior against the elements, you certainly want to protect it against disrespectful people. You know, the person that parks next to you opens their door and puts a ding or dent in your vehicle. And that's coverage for the next 5 years for only $6 a month more. The customer looks at you and says, I'll take it. You just hit a home run. That's the tip of the week.